The meaning of marriage, facing the complexities of commitment with the wisdom of God. By Timothy Keller. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Meaning of Marriage, Facing the Complexities of Commitment with the Wisdom of God by Timothy Keller is a book that explores the complexities of marriage and how to make it work. Keller draws on his own experiences as a pastor and marriage counselor to provide insight into the challenges of marriage and how to overcome them. He examines the biblical view of marriage and how it can be applied to modern relationships. He also looks at the importance of communication, trust, and forgiveness in a marriage. He provides practical advice on how to build a strong and lasting marriage, as well as how to handle difficult situations. He also looks at the importance of faith and prayer in marriage. The book is filled with stories and examples from Keller's own life and from those of his clients. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to build a strong and lasting marriage. Keller begins by exploring the biblical view of marriage and how it applies to modern relationships. He looks at the importance of commitment, communication, and trust in a marriage. He also examines the role of forgiveness and how it can help to strengthen a marriage. He then looks at the importance of faith and prayer in marriage and how it can help to bring couples closer together. He also looks at the importance of communication and how it can help to resolve conflicts. He provides practical advice on how to build a strong and lasting marriage, as well as how to handle difficult situations. Keller then looks at the importance of communication and how it can help to resolve conflicts. He provides practical advice on how to build a strong and lasting marriage, as well as how to handle difficult situations. He also looks at the importance of faith and prayer in marriage and how it can help to bring couples closer together. He examines the role of forgiveness and how it can help to strengthen a marriage. He also looks at the importance of communication and how it can help to resolve conflicts. He provides practical advice on how to build a strong and lasting marriage, as well as how to handle difficult situations. The Meaning of Marriage is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to build a strong and lasting marriage. Keller draws on his own experiences as a pastor and marriage counselor to provide insight into the challenges of marriage and how to overcome them. He examines the biblical view of marriage and how it can be applied to modern relationships. He also looks at the importance of communication, trust, and forgiveness in a marriage. He provides practical advice on how to build a strong and lasting marriage, as well as how to handle difficult situations. He also looks at the importance of faith and prayer in marriage. The book is filled with stories and examples from Keller's own life and from those of his clients. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Marriage is a covenant between two people and God. Marriage is a sacred covenant between two people and God, and it is a reflection of the relationship between God and His people. It is a commitment to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a sacred covenant between two people and God, and it is a reflection of the relationship between God and His people. It is a commitment to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a sacred bond that is meant to be a reflection of God's love for us. It is a commitment to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. It is a commitment to be faithful to one another, to be honest and open with each other, and to be supportive and encouraging of each other. Marriage is a covenant that is meant to bring us closer to God and to each other. It is a commitment to build a life together, to share in each other's joys and sorrows, and to be a source of strength and comfort to one another. Marriage is a covenant that is meant to be a blessing to both partners, and to the world around them. Main idea number two. Marriage is a reflection of God's love. Marriage is a reflection of God's love for us, and it is a way for us to experience His love in a tangible way. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to grow in our faith. Marriage is a reflection of God's love for us. It is a way for us to experience His love in a tangible way, and to learn to love and serve one another. Through marriage, we can grow in our faith and deepen our understanding of God's love. Marriage is a covenant between two people, and it is a reflection of God's covenant with us. It is a way to show our commitment to God and to each other, and to demonstrate our faithfulness to God's will. Marriage is a way to honor God and to show our love for Him. Marriage is a reflection of God's love for us, and it is a way for us to experience His love in a tangible way. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to grow in our faith. Marriage is a way to honor God and to show our love for Him. It is a way to demonstrate our commitment to God and to each other, and to demonstrate our faithfulness to God's will. Marriage is a way to deepen our understanding of God's love, and to grow in our faith. Main idea number 3. Marriage is a journey of growth. Marriage is a journey of growth and discovery, and it is a way to learn to love and serve one another. It is a way to learn to forgive and to be forgiven, and to grow in our faith. Marriage is a journey of growth and discovery. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, to forgive and be forgiven, and to grow in our faith. It is a way to learn to communicate and to understand each other better. It is a way to learn to trust and to be trusted. It is a way to learn to be patient and to be patient with each other. It is a way to learn to be kind and to be kind to each other. It is a way to learn to be generous and to be generous with each other. It is a way to learn to be humble and to be humble with each other. It is a way to learn to be faithful and to be faithful to each other. It is a way to learn to be supportive and to be supportive of each other. It is a way to learn to be committed and to be committed to each other. It is a way to learn to be selfless and to be selfless with each other. It is a way to learn to be vulnerable and to be vulnerable with each other. It is a way to learn to be resilient and to be resilient with each other. It is a way to learn to be compassionate and to be compassionate with each other. It is a way to learn to be loving and to be loving with each other. It is a way to learn to be content and to be content with each other. It is a way to learn to be joyful and to be joyful with each other. It is a way to learn to be strong and to be strong with each other. It is a way to learn to be faithful and to be faithful to God. Marriage is a journey of growth and discovery, and it is a way to learn to love and serve one another, to forgive and be forgiven, and to grow in our faith. Main idea number 4. Marriage is a way to serve God. Marriage is a way to serve God and to bring glory to Him. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to serve God and to bring glory to Him. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a covenant between two people, and it is a reflection of the covenant between God and His people. As such, it is a way to honor God and to live out His commands. Marriage is a way to show love and commitment to one another, and to demonstrate the love and commitment that God has for us. It is a way to bring glory to God by living out His commands and by loving one another as He has loved us. Marriage is also a way to serve God by being a witness to the world of His love and grace. By living out our commitment to one another, we can show the world what it looks like to love and serve God. We can be a living example of God's love and grace, and we can show others how to live in a way that honors God. Marriage is a way to serve God by being a witness to the world of His love and grace. Marriage is a way to serve God and to bring glory to Him. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. It is a way to honor God and to live out His commands. It is a way to show love and commitment to one another, and to demonstrate the love and commitment that God has for us. It is a way to bring glory to God by living out His commands and by loving one another as He has loved us. It is a way to serve God by being a witness to the world of His love and grace. Main idea number 5. Marriage is a way to experience joy. Marriage is a way to experience joy and to share in the joy of others. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience joy and to share in the joy of others. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a commitment to a lifelong journey of growth and discovery, of learning to love and be loved. It is a way to build a strong and lasting bond between two people, and to create a family and a home. Marriage is a way to bring joy and fulfillment to both partners, and to create a safe and secure environment for children to grow and thrive. Marriage is a way to experience the joy of companionship and intimacy, of being able to share life's joys and sorrows with someone who loves and understands you. It is a way to learn to forgive and to be forgiven, and to grow in grace and wisdom. Marriage is a way to experience the joy of giving and receiving, of being able to share your life with someone who loves and cherishes you. Marriage is a way to experience the joy of being part of something bigger than yourself, of being part of a community of faith and love. Marriage is a way to experience the joy of being part of something eternal, of being part of a divine plan that is bigger than ourselves. It is a way to experience the joy of being part of something that will last beyond our own lives, and to be part of something that will bring joy and fulfillment to generations to come. Marriage is a way to experience the joy of being part of something that is greater than ourselves, and to experience the joy of being part of something that is truly divine. Main idea number 6. Marriage is a way to experience God's grace. Marriage is a way to experience God's grace and to be a recipient of His mercy. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience God's grace and to be a recipient of His mercy. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Through marriage, we can learn to be more patient, kind, and forgiving. We can learn to be more humble and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We can learn to be more selfless and to put the needs of our family before our own. We can learn to be more faithful and to trust in God's plan for our lives. Marriage is a way to experience God's grace and to be a recipient of His mercy. Marriage is a way to grow in our faith and to deepen our relationship with God. It is a way to learn to trust in God's plan for our lives and to seek His will in all things. Through marriage, we can learn to be more faithful and to rely on God's strength and guidance. We can learn to be more generous and to give of ourselves to our spouse and our family. We can learn to be more loving and to show our spouse and our family the love of God. Marriage is a way to experience God's grace and to be a recipient of His mercy. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Through marriage, we can learn to be more patient, kind, and forgiving. We can learn to be more humble and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We can learn to be more selfless and to put the needs of our family before our own. We can learn to be more faithful and to trust in God's plan for our lives. Main idea number 7. Marriage is a way to experience God's presence. Marriage is a way to experience God's presence and to be a part of His plan. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience God's presence and to be a part of His plan. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to grow closer to God and to understand His love for us. It is a way to learn to trust and rely on God, and to be obedient to His commands. Marriage is a way to experience the joy of being in a relationship with someone who loves us and who we can love in return. Marriage is a way to experience the beauty of God's design for relationships. It is a way to learn to forgive and to be forgiven, to be patient and to be patient with one another. Marriage is a way to experience the joy of being in a relationship with someone who loves us and who we can love in return. Marriage is a way to experience the peace of knowing that God is in control and that He will provide for us in all circumstances. Marriage is a way to experience the power of God's grace and mercy. It is a way to learn to be humble and to be humble with one another. Marriage is a way to experience the joy of being in a relationship with someone who loves us and who we can love in return. Marriage is a way to experience the hope of a future with God and to be a part of His plan. Main idea number 8. Marriage is a way to experience God's faithfulness. Marriage is a way to experience God's faithfulness and to trust in His promises. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience God's faithfulness and to trust in His promises. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a covenant between two people, and it is a reflection of God's covenant with us. In marriage, we learn to trust God's faithfulness and to rely on His promises. We learn to be patient and kind, to forgive and to be humble. We learn to be faithful and to be generous. We learn to be honest and to be faithful to our commitments. We learn to be selfless and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We learn to be humble and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience God's faithfulness and to trust in His promises. God's faithfulness is seen in the way He provides for us and cares for us. He is faithful to His promises and He is always there for us. He is faithful to His word and He is always faithful to us. He is faithful to His covenant and He is always faithful to us. He is faithful to His love and He is always faithful to us. He is faithful to His grace and He is always faithful to us. He is faithful to His mercy and He is always faithful to us. He is faithful to His justice and He is always faithful to us. He is faithful to His faithfulness and He is always faithful to us. Marriage is a way to experience God's faithfulness and to trust in His promises. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a covenant between two people, and it is a reflection of God's covenant with us. In marriage, we learn to trust God's faithfulness and to rely on His promises. We learn to be patient and kind, to forgive and to be humble. We learn to be faithful and to be generous. We learn to be honest and to be faithful to our commitments. We learn to be selfless and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We learn to be humble and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience God's faithfulness and to trust in His promises. Main idea number 9. Marriage is a way to experience God's love. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Through marriage, we can learn to be more like God, to be more patient, kind, and forgiving. We can learn to be more selfless and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We can learn to be more humble and to accept our spouse's weaknesses and strengths. We can learn to be more faithful and to trust in God's plan for our lives. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family, and it is a way to grow closer to Him and to each other. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Through marriage, we can learn to be more like God, to be more patient, kind, and forgiving. We can learn to be more selfless and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We can learn to be more humble and to accept our spouse's weaknesses and strengths. We can learn to be more faithful and to trust in God's plan for our lives. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family, and it is a way to grow closer to Him and to each other. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Through marriage, we can learn to be more like God, to be more patient, kind, and forgiving. We can learn to be more selfless and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We can learn to be more humble and to accept our spouse's weaknesses and strengths. We can learn to be more faithful and to trust in God's plan for our lives. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family, and it is a way to grow closer to Him and to each other. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Through marriage, we can learn to be more like God, to be more patient, kind, and forgiving. We can learn to be more selfless and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We can learn to be more humble and to accept our spouse's weaknesses and strengths. We can learn to be more faithful and to trust in God's plan for our lives. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family, and it is a way to grow closer to Him and to each other. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Through marriage, we can learn to be more like God, to be more patient, kind, and forgiving. We can learn to be more selfless and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We can learn to be more humble and to accept our spouse's weaknesses and strengths. We can learn to be more faithful and to trust in God's plan for our lives. Marriage is a way to experience God's love and to be a part of His family, and it is a way to grow closer to Him and to each other. Main idea number 10. Marriage is a way to experience God's peace. Marriage is a way to experience God's peace and to be a part of His kingdom. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience God's peace and to be a part of His kingdom. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a covenant between two people, and it is a reflection of the relationship between God and His people. In marriage, we learn to trust and rely on one another, to forgive and to be forgiven, and to be faithful to one another. We learn to be patient and kind, to be generous and to be humble. We learn to be selfless and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. We learn to be faithful to God and to seek His will in all things. Marriage is a way to experience God's peace and to be a part of His kingdom. It is a way to learn to love and serve one another, and to seek God's will in all things. Marriage is a way to grow in faith and to deepen our relationship with God. It is a way to learn to be humble and to put the needs of our spouse before our own. It is a way to learn to forgive and to be forgiven, and to be faithful to one another. Marriage is a way to experience God's peace and to be a part of His kingdom.